This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. As most of you know, 2023 is the year Congress must get the next farm bill completed, and depending on who you listen to, there are different opinions of how that's going. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse has spent a lot of time this year getting out into central Washington to find out what his constituents think.
What I was doing and will continue to do is gather together with farmers and ranchers, people associated with agriculture, to get their ideas on the priorities that we should make sure are included in this year's farm bill.
And Newhouse says among the top concerns?
Crop insurance, I guess you'd call it the ag safety net. I think that's a reflection of the economy that we're in right now, you know, high interest rates, the cost, gosh, for every single input that farmers have to use to produce crops has gone up.
Asked if he had any doubts about getting this farm bill done.
This is my second farm bill, living through one and now facing getting another one passed, working hard to do that. It's never easy. It doesn't matter which party is in control. To tell you the truth, it's always difficult.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the 2023 farm bill and the impact of our current economy.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.